Oil prices continue their slippery slide downwards. The international benchmark Brent crude fell another 3.5% on Wednesday to just over $64 a barrel, which meant shares in energy companies took a battering in New York, as I heard from Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street.
Oil prices are now down to $60, and they were $100 in June. One of the paradoxes about oil prices is that it's good when they go down until it isn't good, and it isn't good when oil is so far down that investors think that there's no demand for anything.
And I suppose, obviously, in the short term, the big energy companies that make their money from selling oil, the Exxons of this world, etc., it doesn't look good for them as oil gets cheaper.
No, and they start to cut capital spending, which means that people who are their suppliers suffer, and it sort of cascades down through the supply chain that big oil relies on to be in business.
And some of the decline in the oil price was down to the U.S. Energy Department saying inventories of oil, in other words, oil stocks, grew by 1.5 million barrels just last week. So there's more and more oil around, and there are fewer and fewer people prepared to buy it.
Yeah, it's interesting because in the United States, as you know, the economy is apparently picking up. But in Europe, in Japan, in Russia, in China, the economies are moving off some from their best times. So that raises the anxiety that demand for oil is going to be less than it has been in several years.
What does it mean for the U.S. economy to have a declining oil price? We've heard an awful lot about the impact on other countries around the world who really depend on oil at a certain amount being sold per barrel. What's the story in the United States with oil at about $60 a barrel?
I think it's almost entirely positive. Americans drive so much. There are so many cars on the road. 17 million new cars will be sold in the United States this year. And so just that cost to the consumer is so big that a drop in gas prices makes a large difference in consumer spending.
And people are noticing that, are they? Are the prices at the pumps falling in step with the international oil price?
They are pretty much. One of the psychological barriers here in the States is $2. And you now have some cities and some states where there is $2 gas. And that's considered a very big deal. $2 a gallon.
Doug McIntyre. The Dow finished the day down 1.5% at 17,533. Earlier, London's main share index, that was down 0.5% at 6,500. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.